Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Dorney's Vinyl. We are at episode 8 of season 6, so about the 20% mark. If you're new to this podcast, I want to thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. This is a weekly podcast, so every odd-numbered podcast that I do is an album review, such as last week I did an album review on Billy Joel's Piano Man. And every even-numbered podcast, then, is what I call an EP extra podcast. Half of those EPs are games, guest starring my wife. So 2 weeks ago, we did a game of synonymous albums, which essentially how that game worked was I choose albums from my record collection, change the main words into synonyms, and she's got to try to guess what the album is. That's always a lot of fun for me. And then the other half of those EPs are just little tidbits of information, just kind of me kind of most of the time. Well, sometimes it's me just talking off the cuff. Sometimes it's so 4 weeks ago I talked about the 2023 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. But this week is me talking off just kind of randomly. If you listened to last week's podcast, I had no idea what I was going to do for this week's podcast. And then it hit me. So I'm doing a concert review. So the day that I'm recording this, I saw this concert last night. So the concert that I saw, the Celebrating Meatloaf concert. If you're unfamiliar with me, I'll start with me. I'm a huge Meatloaf fan. I've been a huge Meatloaf fan since I was like 7 or 8 years old. I have every album from every album from Stoney and Meatloaf to Welcome to the Neighborhood on vinyl. Actually, I also have Bat Out of Hell 3 on vinyl. That is framed right there. It's the red copy. And then I also have a signed copy of Braver Than We Are and a signed copy of Bat Out of Hell. So I have almost every Meatloaf album that has been made on vinyl. Huge Meatloaf fan. Now, the concert itself, a little bit about the concert. So Meatloaf in like 20... So the last tour that I saw of Meatloaf was in 2016. I think that was his last tour total. He had to get back surgery. He was not doing well. But his band wanted to continue touring, so they brought in Caleb Johnson, who was an American Idol, I believe, finalist, who kind of has a similar Meatloaf look to him. He's a big guy with really long hair. He sings really well, but I'll get into that then. And then, so they brought him in, they toured with him. Then when Meatloaf passed away, they continued the tour called the act Celebrating Meatloaf. It is, I believe, the only cover band, quote-unquote cover band, that Meatloaf has pretty much given his blessing to, which was really cool. So I got to go see that with my dad. He's also a Meatloaf fan. The concert itself was fantastic. So I'm just going to go through kind of a couple things regarding. I'm going to try to talk about every member of the band. So like I said, Caleb Johnson was the lead singer. His vocals were fantastic. Most of the songs that they did, Bat Out of Hell, You Took the Words Right Out of My Mouth, 2 Out of 3 Ain't Bad, Paradise by the Dashboard Light was done, All Revved Up with No Place to Go, Anything for Love was done, and then he also did So Out of the Frying Pan, and during that part it was really cool. He was pretty much running through the entire crowd. He ran down the center aisle, then came up on, we were sitting on the right wing, then he came up on the right wing, the left wing. While he was on the right wing, he was pretty much in the row right in front of me. So it was really cool. He was like right there. That was a cool experience during Out of the Frying Pan. So he was really good. So the vocalist that sang duets with him on I'd Do Anything for Love, Dead Ringer for Love, and Paradise by the Dashboard Light was Lissa Lynn. She was also really good. They had really good vocals. And the other female vocalist, Kylie Baxter, and I have all their names listed in front of me, which is how I know them. Kylie Baxter did a cover of It's All Coming Back to Me Now, and that was absolutely fantastic. That is my favorite song, I think, of all time. I love all the versions of it, Pandora's Box, Celine Dion's, Meatloaf's, and her cover was incredible, to say the least. They also did... So, his guitarists were still the same from when I saw them in 2016. Paul Crook is the big guy with the white bleach blonde hair. And then Randy Flowers also played guitar. Randy Flowers sang Rock and Roll Dreams come through, and he was really good too. Like, just the version that how he sang the song was absolutely incredible as well. I didn't know he could sing because Meatloaf did all the singing when I saw him last, but Randy Flowers was really good. John Michelli was on the drums. I think he was also touring with Meatloaf at the time, so he was also really, really good. The pianist, Andy Ascolesi, I think I pronounced that right, he was good. And then Nick DiMacino was on the bass guitar. So that made up his band. You know, highlights were definitely, I will say, like, one of my favorite parts was they sang, the songs were arranged as they were on the album. So a lot of time Meatloaf will kind of do his own arrangements when he does them live, but this time the songs were arranged how they were on the album. So I'd Do Anything for Love was a 12-minute song. The 2-minute introduction at every line was played. Sometimes that gets kind of shortened when Meatloaf does it live, which I still like, but I liked hearing the whole song. All the songs that Caleb did, you know, his vocals do not sound like Meatloaf, but I didn't want him to sound like Meatloaf, in my opinion. I wanted him to sound like himself. He really, really made the song sound absolutely fantastic. They did a little tribute to Meatloaf at the beginning, like a 3-minute video. Actually, it was probably longer than 3 minutes. It might have been like 5 or 6 minutes, going through like some of his famous film performances, and just showing pictures and that was set to Monstro, the instrumental from Bad Out of Hell 3. Other than that, they also did. So it was the interesting. So yesterday was actually the 46th anniversary of Bad Out of Hell. They've also been celebrating throughout October the 50th anniversary of Rocky Horror Picture Show. So that was really cool. So their kind of encore, I guess you could say, was they did Science Fiction Double Feature. That was sung by the two vocalists, Kylie and Lissa. They did Sweet Transvestite. So, yeah, I won't say much more on that one. They did that one. And then they did the Time Warp, obviously, and then the last song was Hoppatootie, Meatloaf's song from Rocky Horror. Overall, a fantastic concert. I would 100% go see them again. I enjoyed it. I think my dad enjoyed it. We saw it at Wind Creek in Bethlehem. So that was a really good venue, too. I enjoyed that venue. We were in, like, the 14th row on the right wing, but we still had a very good view of the stage and everything, so... Yeah, that was a fun concert. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed being able to get to see kind of the closest thing to Meatloaf since he passed away, I would consider it. That was cool. That's all I got for this extra podcast. The extra podcasts are a little bit shorter than my normal podcast. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This was my concert review of Celebrating Meatloaf. If you're new, please subscribe to me, Spotify, Anchor, Apple, Google Podcast, however you listen to this podcast. It should be there. Well, I'm assuming it's there because you're listening to it. Go follow me on Instagram at Dorney's Vinyl. Next week's podcast is going to be an album review. It's Ted Nugent's Free For All. So another little bit of a Meatloaf plug in here. So 2 weeks in a row, we're getting a little bit of Meatloaf. And then if you're interested in expanding your record collection or starting your record collection, I have 33s and 45s for sale on my eBay store, which is also Dorney's Vinyl. So I'm sure you can just search me up on the eBay and then look for sellers. And I'm there. I got like 350 listings or so. Other than that, I think that's all I got. So I will let you guys go. And I'll talk to you guys all next week.